Council President Darrell Clark says by leveraging existing money combined with borrowing $100 million, 1,000 affordable rental units, and 500 home ownership opportunities can be created quickly.
We like to actually call this workforce housing, that work, have decent jobs, the nurse that happens to be a man, and the police officer who happens to be a woman. There's no real housing being built for those individuals.
John Dougherty of Electricians Union Local 98 says building affordable units could spur other development.
You not only create houses, but you start to put ShopRites and Wawa's and banks and Starbucks and Apple stores and all the other entities that go with neighborhoods.
The plan is far from becoming reality. Work still has to be done with the Nutter administration to agree to use money from the realty transfer tax for the project. Also, the Philadelphia Housing Authority has not yet committed to the plan. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.